Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Salvation Army, Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Our focus this morning, everything is up and running, and we're going to get an update on how we can all get involved and help the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Captain Stephen Wildish is back with us this morning. Captain, good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here, Ted, and thank you.
You kind of factor them in every year, but these have got to be long days for you and your family and your staff.
They are long days and early mornings, you know, long afternoons, and of course the day is just we're keeping ourselves busy and we're tired, but you know what? At the end of the day, we know what we are doing, and the end goal is to support this community this Christmas season.
And you do so much for so many people, and we're going to get into all that. I guess first things first, right now, the Angel Tree is people have just a few more days to grab an angel and to get the purchases back to the Salvation Army.
Yes, our Angel Tree program, the Angel Tree Warehouse, we're up and running, and we are in the process of getting all the families together and the children's together. November 9th is the last day. If you have adopted an angel at the Angel Tree sites, November 9th is the last day you can bring those in, because we got to get those ready, because we're going to be giving those gifts out next weekend, the 13th and the 14th of next week, which is right around the corner. And so it takes us time to prepare them and, put them in the right place.
You said November 9th. I guess that's December 9th.
December. I'm sorry. Yes,
well, no,
December.
I know. Just so we're I thought everything kind of comes together this time of year. So I know you've got you've got people in place who are doing all the organizing, and the way Angel Tree works, the volunteers make it so easy for when families come and pick things up.
Yes, volunteers make it real easy. My wife, Captain Ashley Wildish, is the one organizing that, and other volunteers that we have, and they are doing a tremendous job. And but yes, volunteers make it a whole lot easier for the distribution process, which is next week, and so we can give the gifts to the families, and because we're helping 1,500 individuals this year. That's a lot of individuals, and it's going to take time to process that. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're asking for families, if you have adopted an angel, to bring that back to us December 9th, by December 9th, because distribution is December 13th and 14th.
Boy, and I know at the end, you make it so easy, because families come, they just pick it up, and you have it all organized. But that's where Toyland comes in, and where everything is organized, and you've got great volunteers that put all that together. It's a lot of work. You really do see a snapshot of the needs of the area when you see Toyland.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of logistics that go into it. A lot of logistics and pre-planning and things like that. And the staff and volunteers are doing a great job. Just one thing for the Fredericksburg community, for them to know, if they don't know already, but if you adopt an angel and you buy those gifts for that particular child, those gifts go to that child. There's no flip-flops, there's no switches or anything like that. It's important that if you buy a gift for that child, it will go to that child.
Yeah, so shop accordingly. You make it really easy, because when you get the angel, it gives you all the details on the age and the gifts and that kind of thing.
Yes, all the details are there. We want to make it easy for our donors when they adopt an angel and buy gifts for that particular child. We want to make it easy for them. has their age, gender, also clothing sizes, a couple of gift ideas, and we want to make it easy as possible for our Angel Tree donors.
Captain Wildish, are there still angels out there that need to be adopted?
There are. There are some angels out there. They're at the you can find them at the Giant grocery stores, also at Walmart's, and also at the Spotsylvania Town Center Mall. We have Angel Trees at those locations. You can go to those, whichever one is closest to you.
Yeah.
And you can adopt one, two, however many you want.
Well, and you the last time, you've talked over the years about how you get your family involved and get your kids involved. And this Angel Tree is a family kind of thing. And that, it's a great thing for kids to see that kind of thing, of just that kind of involvement and caring for people.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I, we get our kids involved. We have three kids, and 9, 7, and 2, we get them involved, and they really enjoy it, especially the 9 and 7 year old. They really enjoy it. The 2 year old, she just sees a baby doll and says baby everywhere you go. But my 9 and 7 year old really enjoys buying gifts for other kids their age,
yeah,
and their gender, and it really is a family affair.
I mean, this is the kind of thing. Maybe tonight or tomorrow, you get your kids and you go over either to Giant Walmart or the Town Center, grab some angels, do the shopping, and then you return the gift to the Salvation Army.
You can return the gift. We want to make it as easy and convenient,
yeah,
for the Angel Tree donor. And that is, there's multiple drop-off sites. You can physically go to the Salvation Army address, which is located at 2012 Lafayette Boulevard, or you can drop it off at any Walmart. You go to customer service,
okay,
and you go to Walmart and you say, I'm here to drop off my Angel Tree gift, and the Walmart personnel behind the customer service desk will take that from you. So we want to make it as simple and easy as possible for the Angel Tree donor.
That is easy. I mean, there's a Walmart around. All of us can point to a number of Walmarts. So after you buy it, and if you buy it at Walmart, you just...
That's right. If you buy it at Walmart, you get the angel from Walmart, you buy the gifts from Walmart, and you give it right back to Walmart at customer service.
Yeah.
It's real simple and easy.
So very easy. And again, just the fact that you're dealing with the 1500 number, it's just that's a big number.
It is a big number. But you know, my wife and I, we've been in the Fredericksburg community for 3 years now, and this is our third Christmas,
yeah,
here. And every year, the Fredericksburg community always steps up, and all the angels have been adopted. And I know the same thing will happen for this year. And matter of fact, the Fredericksburg community has done a great job in adopting an angel this year.
Well, to see Toyland and to see all those toys bagged up, it's a great feeling knowing that so many people are involved in just what the Salvation Army does for both families and seniors.
It really is. Yesterday I was walking through the warehouse, the Angel Tree warehouse, and just seeing all the bags of,
yeah,
and a bag represents a child.
Yeah, right.
And you know, a bag with all the toys and clothes and things of that. And it's now, when we first walked into the warehouse, it was an empty warehouse.
Yeah.
Now it's like a sea of bags, and each bag represents a child or a senior citizen, because
yep,
our Angel Tree program is helping children from 12 years of age and younger, and also senior citizens. And so now it's just a sea of bags, which is an individual. And it really is an image to see.
And it's a great feeling to get involved in something like Angel Tree. It's so easy to do. And after you do it, to just know how it, sometimes you can get, I've talked to people who've done it, and the hard thing is to restrain themselves from, you know, you just want to, you do one, you do a couple, and you just think, oh, I could do a couple more. And it is the kind of thing that it's a great thing to be addicted to.
Yes, it's very, it's an addictive process. And because it's a joyful
it
process.
Is.
And, yesterday I was at the warehouse and, you know, I was doing the same thing. I was bagging up toys and things like that and putting it at a spot. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And we had volunteers yesterday, and they were thoroughly enjoying themselves as well.
That's the thing when you go see Toyland, the volunteers who sometimes put in a lot of it's a hard. Does your wife wear a if she wears like a Fitbit or something? It's always interesting some of the Angel Tree workers to talk to them about how many steps they take in the course of a day, and it's not unusual for them to say like 25,000-30,000 steps. Which is how busy they are, and no one ever complains.
Right, right. Yeah, my wife has one of those devices. I have to ask her, you know, how many steps she has, at the end of the day. But yeah, when you're doing that, if you're interested in volunteering, or if you have volunteered, and we've had people who signed up for maybe an hour to help out with an hour.
Yeah.
And before you know it, they've been there for 2 hours, and mm-hmm. didn't even realize they were there for 2 hours because they're enjoying their time. Helping with the Angel Tree program.
Captain Stephen Wildish is here this morning. If people need more information and want to get a hold of the Salvation Army, best way to do that is?
To contact our office at 540-373-3431 and ask for volunteer opportunities with our Christmas program.
373-3431. We're going to talk about the Christmas kettles when we come back. I know there are a lot of opportunities there. We're talking about Christmas and the Salvation Army and how we can all get involved this holiday season with Captain Wildish from the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. 373-3431 and ask for volunteer opportunities. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Stephen Wildish with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here this morning as we talk about Christmas in the Salvation Army. As tired as I know you all have to be, you, your staff, your family, I know it's a great feeling. We were talking about just the great feeling that you get. And I always think about it, really, I do think about it on Christmas morning when you sit back and you just think of in the area. And for all of you who are so closely involved in this, and can put faces to a lot of, and I guess that's one of the things too. You're able to you and the staff there with the Salvation Army, you can put a lot of faces to a lot of the needs in this community.
We can, and we do, and and we develop a relationship with them because we're here to help them.
Yeah,
and we get to know them and their family, and because we are. When you look at it, we are investing our time into them. Also, the community is investing, their resources to them as well. And the community may not necessarily see their faces or even know who they are, but they're investing in them. And so it's the community investing in the community. And it's a great feeling all around. But yes, our staff and our volunteers who work tirelessly from the beginning of the process to the end, when we wake up on Christmas morning and know, wow, we saw it from an empty warehouse to a full warehouse of Angel Tree gifts to giving the Angel Tree gifts to the families. And you when the process is over with, you kind of sit back in your chair and be like, wow, that was amazing. And seeing the process from beginning to end.
I've probably, over the years, have probably been along with you and your wife with bell ringing more than any other Salvation Army captain that we've had around here over the last few years. The thing that always amazes me when I'm standing there with you guys bell ringing, so many people, and I've seen this even when I've been a bell ringer myself, so many people who will come and put money in will say, the Salvation Army helped my family when I was young, or I remember them helping me. So many people have a Salvation Army story.
Yes, a lot of people have a Salvation Army story, everyone who donates. It may not be physically with them, but it could be, my grandfather, you know, grandfather mm-hmm. story, or my father, or whatever that may be. Everyone has a Salvation Army story, and I'm always interested and fascinated to hear that Salvation Army story, because when you hear a Salvation Army story, it's never the same.
Right.
It's never the same, and it's interesting on how the Salvation Army has changed lives over the years.
Right. Oh, it is just to hear those stories, and you're right. It can be sometimes just even generations ago, where someone has heard that story and it's been passed on, and that's one of the great things about the Kettles is that you're able to give back or give it an honor or memory of somebody that was impacted in your family or that you knew about.
Yes, absolutely. We have people who donate to the Red Kettle campaign, and they collect, it could be a change or it could be something in their piggy bank, but they collect all year. And then they go to the closest kettle, and they just dumped all their change in there. And, you know, however much is in there, but they collect it all year. And it's like, this is in honor of whoever that family member may be. And so people... yeah, they give to us once a year during that Christmas season, but they're thinking about us the rest of the time. The other 11 months or 10 months out of the year when they donate is because they're collecting all this change, which is really neat to hear their story on who they're dedicating all this change to.
A couple weeks ago, it was on a Monday, it was up through the day, Robert Bellman and his family, that it's a tradition of theirs, and they're going to do it again in a couple of weeks in December also. But they get volunteers and over at the Giant at White Oak, and they collect in memory of Robert Bellman's father and brother, and they get community people involved, and it's a great way to do something like that, to give back to the Salvation Army, and you just hope that other people will think of creative ways that they can do that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of creative ways that you can give back in the community using the Salvation Army. It could be giving of time. It could be collecting change for a year. It could be helping giving out toys in our Angel Tree distribution days or volunteer your time in the warehouse. However you would like to do that, you are able to dedicate your time or do time using the Salvation Army as a platform.
Well, you were here the last time, and I remember you made a great point that has stayed with me, that you might not be able to monetarily give a lot, but maybe you can stand in front of a kettle for 4, 5, 6 hours, and you know, maybe that kettle brings in $300 or something, and that in a way that. That's your donation to the Salvation Army. It might be something. It might be an amount you could never afford, but you can give your time and see what happens then.
That's right. Absolutely. If you can't give monetarily, you can give up your time. It could be an hour. It could be 2 hours. It could be 3 hours. It could be you can find eight people, and eight people do an hour. That's 8 hours, and between the eight people, y'all could have raised between $300-$400, you know, whatever the amount may be, and it really is. And also, it's really fun too, being out there, being outside, and being out in the community and ringing the bells, because you get to meet a lot of people. Because these days we are all focused on a screen,
yes.
You know, a computer screen, a TV screen, a phone screen, a screen, doesn't matter. And sometimes we lose the interaction with people.
Yeah.
And we can get back to basics of just interacting with people. And the best part is you could have the possibility of running into a high school friend, you know, 20 years ago. You haven't seen them 20 years ago.
Yep.
And you run into them and or meet new people or whatever that may be. So it really is a lot of fun. You can get a couple of people together, so you don't have to do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can get two or three people with you. And we have a group who ring bells. There's two or three of them. And they sing Christmas carols while they're ringing the bells.
Oh, wow.
At the kettle. So, I mean, there are tons of ways that you could enjoy your time. We have another group. They bring their instruments, brass instruments, and they play music at the kettle. And so there's millions of ways of how you can give of your time at the Red Kettle to raise funds for the Salvation Army.
That is there are so many things if you want to just stand there with a bell, you can do that, but
yes,
there are other things that you can do. That would be so fun to see that kind of thing.
Oh yes, it really is. People get really creative and volunteering their time at the Red Kettle, you don't have to be by yourself ringing the bell, because some people think, well, that's going to be boring. But it's not boring. It really is a lot of fun, but you can get really creative in volunteering your time.
It's funny you say that about you're running into people. I have run into several people that have been frequent guests here downtown in front of Gorg's, ringing the bell this season. You're walking along the street and all of a sudden you see someone and it is. I mean, no matter where you're doing it and for how long, it's helping.
Yes, absolutely. And it's ironic that you mentioned Gorg's. Gorg's is our number one spot for volunteers. Our volunteers love to ring bells at Gorg's,
yeah,
because it's downtown. They get to meet people that they see on a regular basis, or people,
yep,
who haven't seen in a while. And also just being in downtown Fredericksburg in the Christmas atmosphere,
yeah,
just brings the spirit of Christmas to you and to everyone. So it's a really neat atmosphere being downtown Fredericksburg in front of Gorg's, an iconic place in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the kind of thing, too, that whenever I see it, I'll immediately go to my wallet and put something in. I know this year you've gone high tech. Have many people been using that option?
Well, I've had a couple of our bell ringers tell me that people have used the paid with a credit card, and how you can do that is every location that you see a kettle. It doesn't matter if it's a grocery store, the Walmart, or the mall, or whatever place, Gorg's. There's a sticker on the sign, mm-hmm, and you can pay. It's an Apple Pay or Google Pay,
yeah,
little icon there that you can pay from your phone. And so you can pay through credit card. I've had a couple of bell ringers tell me that some people have done it. And since it is a Google Pay and Apple Pay, it takes some time for us to see what comes in.
That's true.
But
it's another option.
It's another option, and it's really neat, and I'm glad we're able to do that this year.
Yeah. Captain Stephen Wildish is here. We're talking Salvation Army, and we're going to get into more. We've talked about the kettles. We'll talk about some of the specifics about just some of the money that is needed, and how we can all volunteer and get out there and be bell ringers in this holiday season. Captain Stephen Wildish with the Salvation Army, 373-3431. If you want to get a hold of the Salvation Army and talk to them about when and where you can volunteer. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Stephen Wildish with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here this morning. I just found out some great news. We're going to share it in a couple minutes about the local Fredericksburg Salvation Army, but stand by for that. Talking about bells, or in the ringing of bells, I guess we've talked about the 373-3431 number. It's never too late to sign up and do that in the next few weeks. Call that number and they can let you know where you can bell ring at.
Yeah, call that number, 540-373-3431, and ask for bell ringing opportunities to volunteer. We need volunteers. We ring bells all the way up to Christmas Eve. And we work, we operate with bell ringing Monday through Saturday. We don't work Sundays,
mm-hmm,
but we work up to Christmas Eve. We need volunteers. Our goal this year is $185,000 this year, and that we need to raise by Christmas Eve, which is December 24th. Right now, we're just shy, right at 60,000, which is fantastic. With it being December 6th,
yeah,
and we started November 8th, and it's December 6th, we raised about 60,000. Which is fantastic. I want to say thank you to the Fredericksburg community for allowing us to get to that, to this point. But we still have a long road ahead of us.
Yeah.
Our goal is $185,000, and Christmas Eve is our last day, which is really right around the corner.
So, and again, with everything a little bit more compressed this year, Thanksgiving was a little bit later, so it really is important for on a couple of fronts. When you see the cattle, donate what you can. And then secondly, if you've got some time and you know maybe in the afternoon or there might be some time in the morning, whatever works out for you, if you can, get out there and stay with a kettle for a while.
That's right. You contact the office. We're very flexible with our volunteers. We have volunteers who, you know, they can only do only certain times of the day. That's fine. We'll be glad. You're volunteering your time, and we're just thankful for that you're doing that. Also, we have volunteers who like to ring bells at their favorite store, and wherever place that may be, great. We'll put you there as well, and we're just grateful for the time if you volunteer your time, and because just know when you are out there for a few hours. You provide a hot meal for somebody, mm-hmm. or you could send someone to camp, a child to camp, and having a good time who have never had that experience. When you volunteer at the kettle, you can change somebody's lives for the good. And you know, the Salvation Army, we're here to do the most good. And when you are standing in front of that kettle, you are doing the most good through the Salvation Army.
And whether it's the hot meal or going to camp, it's all staying local. Those are all local people that are being helped.
It is all local. What is raised here stays here. What is raised in the Fredericksburg community stays in the Fredericksburg community, and it supports the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, and it is here to support the Fredericksburg community. Through the Fredericksburg Salvation Army.
What's raised here stays here. I like that.
What's raised here stays here.
That's a great phrase for a T-shirt sometime. But that is really important, because so often with a lot of times you give and you're helping people, but you don't know where. With kettles, and the same with Angel Tree. You're helping people right here and now.
That's right, and that is why it's crucial for us to reach our $185,000 goal. And like I mentioned, we're right about 60,000, which is great, fantastic. I want to say thank you again to the Fredericksburg community for allowing us to get to this point. But like I said, we have a long road ahead of us, $185,000 by Christmas Eve.
There's much to be done.
And, that's right.
But again, we can all make a difference by being at some of those kettles and just being out there.
That's right. And volunteering your time or just donating to the kettle when you see a kettle out in front of your favorite store.
And this weekend, you mentioned to your Sunday school class, hey, let's do this. Let's take a day, or let's take part of a day and sign up, or get your neighbors together, get people that you work with, get a sign up.
That's right. That's right. You can get a community of people through your church, your workplace, your neighborhood, whatever that may be. Getting a couple of people together, and you know, an hour really is not that long. An hour is not long.
Right.
And if you get eight people, that's 8 hours. And that's a full day. And 8 hours could raise somewhere between $300 and $400 or even more.
Yeah, depending on the spot.
Yeah, depending on the location, area of town. But an hour, when you think about it, is not that long. And if you find eight people, that's 8 hours, or put the number in place.
Or that eight, or and just having someone out there, because sometimes you'll go by and I'll go by and you'll see a location and there won't be, you'll see everything but the kettle out there, the apparatus that you hang it on, and you just think, you know, those are people walking by. They're being, you know, they're not having the opportunity to put something in that kettle.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. They're when you don't see a kettle set up at one of your favorite stores that you go to, it's because we didn't have the volunteers or the person there. And but that could be you. And you know, if that's you walking through the entrance of that store and you don't see a kettle there, and you think, wow, nobody's here. Well, that could be you. Just giving a couple of hours, 2-3 hours, however long you would like to do that for.
I've seen, and also several situations, Captain Wildlich, this year where people have been out at kettles and they've posted it on Facebook and you know, done a selfie with them by the sign and everything, and just to say, you know, and the posting will say, you know, come see me, come. And so you can do those kind of things just to get the word out.
That's right. Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And have fun with it. And that's what we want for our volunteers, is just to have fun with it and enjoy their time out there and just enjoy the Christmas spirit of giving. And but yeah, so you can take a selfie and you can post it on the Salvation Army Fredericksburg Facebook page and share with your friends and where that may be. So just have fun with it.
Well, the other thing is if you've got kids too, my one of my daughters and I did it a number of years together, and we had fun on some of the coldest days. I mean, we would make a joke out of it, and like you say, you can have fun with it. And I always felt that I got more money if I had a child with me, because people would see her there and would come over and talk to her and thank her for doing it and then put money in. So it's sort of a way to use cute kids to raise money for the Salvation Army, whatever you
need.
That's
right. That's right. I do the same thing with my kids, you know, and also my kids, they enjoy it.
They
you
do
know?
It, right. They do.
The kids enjoy it, and they want to wear that Salvation Army bell ringer's apron,
yes,
that we give to our volunteers. They enjoy, you know, just ringing the neck out of that bell, and they can just make as much noise as they want with that bell, and it's okay, and just having a good time. But you're right, it's something about having children, and it just attracts people to interact with them, but also donate a little bit more. When the kids are there,
I forgot about those the two things that the one time, because I wasn't always so up on wearing the apron, and she'd be like, Dad, of course we're gonna wear the apron, and then she would just rent. Boy, after, because we would do it, I think for 2 to 3 hours at a time, and she never slowed down on the ringing. But again, that draws people too. I can remember people saying, oh, I didn't see you guys. And, you know, they'd gone in a different doorway, but they heard the bell and came over and gave us a donation.
That's right. That's right. And you know, and that's one of the unique things about the bell, is the bell gets people's attention.
Yeah.
Attention. And that was the reason when the red kettles, well, it was in a red kettle back when it first started. It was a black pot, and the captain of the Salvation Army at the time, he says, "Let's keep the pot boiling," and that was his phrase. There is, he realized people in the community who were in financial crisis, and he knew that they were not going to have a Christmas dinner on that table for them on Christmas Day. So he went out and grabbed a black pot, a cast iron pot, and stood out. It was in San Francisco, California.
Okay.
And stood out there to raise funds so that he could buy food for family so they could have a Christmas meal on Christmas Day. And he did that every year. And his saying was, keep the pot boiling. And it's still true today.
Yeah.
And the bell ringing has been going on for well over 100 years. And so we're still here to keep the pot boiling. And but also we're here to and what the purpose of that is supporting the community. And that's what we're here for, is here to support the community.
It is important to see when you see. Thanks for telling that story. I don't think I've ever heard that story. It's important when you see the Salvation Army kettle, not to just think, oh, isn't that nice? It's Christmas and the Salvation Army is doing what they do. The $185,000 is used locally and is planned for, like you said, the things of whether it's feeding the hungry, sending kids to camp, just all the things that you do, and that's what this is all about. Yes, it's at Christmas time. And isn't that nice? But that $185,000 is there for a reason, because that's what you need in this community.
That's right. And people really just see the Salvation Army 2 months out of the year. They really do, unless they fully invest themselves in the Salvation Army,
yeah.
Or they come to the Salvation Army family store or where that may be. But a lot of people, they just see the Salvation Army 2 months out of the year. That's November and December.
Yep.
But don't realize that the Salvation Army is constantly doing things 12 months out of the year. January through December, we are doing things for people in the community.
Well, and that's one of the things in the new year, we're going to try to focus on the Salvation Army a bit more and have you come in and talk about some things, because you are you are involved, and that's why this is needed, and that's why it's so important to get involved some way with the kettles and to be able to make a donation. 373-3431 if you want to call the Salvation Army and talk to them about volunteering. Captain Stephen Wildish is here. We'll wrap it up when we come back. We'll again talk about kettles, we'll talk about bells, and we're going to talk about the Rose Parade and a little bit of a local flavor to that. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Captain Stephen Wildish here with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Before we run out of time, I found out just something fantastic a few minutes ago, and I'll let you talk about it, Captain Wildish. A great honor for the local Salvation Army band.
Yes. So the Salvation Army, we have a music program, and that's one of the things that we do throughout the year, is we teach kids how to play music from first grade to 12th grade. And so a great opportunity has arisen for the Fredericksburg Salvation Army and the music program. I'm sure a lot of people here, across the country, on New Year's Day, there is an iconic parade. It's the Rose Parade.
Yeah.
That happens. I know I watch it at home and things like that. I'm sure a lot of other people watch the Rose Parade every year. Well, the Salvation Army has an entry in that Rose Parade every year. And here's a fun fact. The Salvation Army is the longest entry in the Rose Parade than any other entry who has ever entered into the Rose Parade.
How about that?
And so we are the longest entry participant in that Rose Parade. Well, the Salvation Army has a band that marches in that parade, and there's about 80 to 90 bandsmen across the country of the United States who represent the Salvation Army in their state, and they march in the Rose Parade. Well, 13 bandsmen from the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, from our music program, have been selected to march in that parade. And so there's going to be 12 or 13 bandsmen who's going to be doing that, and my wife is one of them. And so which is really cool, and so my wife and all of the teenagers, there's some high school students, mm-hmm. from being a sophomore in high school to a senior, it makes up about 12 or 13 bandsmen, have been selected, and so they're going to be going to California right after Christmas. We fly out on the 27th.
Yeah.
And to get ready, and they're going to march on the Rose Parade on New Year's Day.
What a great honor.
Yes, it really is. And, just hearing that shows you, so you can hear how great our music program is,
right,
at the Salvation Army. And when you donate to the Red Kettle, and we can do music programs throughout the year.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity that we're giving kids. And they are very good musicians. That's why they've been selected to represent the Salvation Army on national TV at that.
Yeah.
And but that just tells you how great our music program is here in Fredericksburg.
And that's why, like you say, when we talk about volunteering at Kettles and giving at Kettles, you're helping raise money for the Salvation Army. $185,000 is the goal, and you're doing Kettles up through Christmas Eve. What instrument does Ashley play, your wife?
She plays the cornet.
Oh, okay.
And cornet and also the alto. I'm not a musician, so I'm not saying
I'm
it
not
right.
Either.
The alto horn. I know I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's one of those instruments. And but she's a great musician.
Of course she is, and she's gotten selected for this. What a great thing, and for the kids to be able to go out and do this. This is something you sign up and do the Salvation Army Band, and you do it. You never expect something like this to happen, but when it does. That is fantastic for the Salvation Army, the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, and for the kids and the families.
That's right. I know Ashley's excited, but our teenagers are just ecstatic over this because this is really is a once in a lifetime opportunity for them. Because when you think of all 50 states in this country, the United States, and they pick only 80 to 90 bandsmen to represent the Salvation Army,
right.
12 or 13 of them coming from the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. That is wonderful. And how amazing is that?
Oh, it is.
And so, this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them. And so the kids, like I said, they're from sophomore in high school to a senior in high school. They're just, they have no words to express how excited they are.
Well, I can't. I mean, you mentioned that your wife's excited and the kids are excited. You're excited too, and you should be.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm excited for the teenagers that they have that opportunity. I'm excited for my wife too, as she has that opportunity as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. And you said just the cornet she plays.
The cornet
and some horn. We'll
yeah, just and say some other horn.
Some horn. She does does that. Well, that is terrific, and I can't wait to see more and learn more about that trip. Again, to help out the Salvation Army, 373-3431. Volunteers needed, and if you can't volunteer, give as much as you can when you see the kettles around town.
That's right. That's right. Again, our goal is $185,000 by Christmas Eve, and we're about 60,000. We have raised about 60,000 so far.
Captain Wildish, we'll do more. We'll do much more. Thank you for what you do in the community, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it for the opportunity.
373-3431, Captain Stephen Wildish with the Salvation Army.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.